Hello, Apollo 11 Houston. McDonald's got the laser turned on. Would you take a look? Over.
Okay, Charlie.
It's bluish green. Houston, we got some shaft and trunnion for you that might tweak it up a little bit. Shaft of 141.5, trunnion of 39.5, over.
Okay, standby.
Apollo 11 Houston, if you see it, it should be coming up, appear to be coming up through the clouds. McDonald reports that there's a break in the clouds that they're beaming this thing through over.
Roger.
Apollo 11 Houston, you can terminate the exercise on the laser. Our rates are steady enough now for to commence the PTC, over.
Okay, Houston, neither Neil nor Mike can see it. Incidentally, those shafts and trunnions just missed pointing at the world.
Roger, thank you.
As we are looking at it through the scanning telescope, it would be about a, oh, maybe a third of an Earth radii high into the left.
Roger.
But we did identify the El Paso area, and it appeared to us to be a break in the clouds there, and we looked in that break and saw nothing.
Roger. Thank you much, Al.
Houston, Apollo 11, over.
Roger, go ahead, over.
Were you following that on the disky?
Roger, stand by. Houston, what's your exact question, over?
I followed the procedure through step 7 down to the point where I got 27303 enter, and this resulted in an operator error light.
Roger, stand by. Apollo 11 Houston, stand by a moment. We'll have an answer for you momentarily. Over.
Okay, appreciate it, Charlie. Now the light's gone out without any further disky action.
Roger.
It's correction. Stand by. That's not so.
Roger.